USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has gained a reputation within the Republican Party as one of former President Trump's most outspoken GOP critics following the January 6th attack. Speaking Sunday on ABC's This Week, he related his experience during the Capitol riots where he sent law enforcement to nearby D.C. in an effort to do what he says the president refused to.
I mean, we were taking action for that whole 3 hours while the president was watching television.
And he wasn't making a single call to do something.
Didn't make a single call.
Residents around the northeast U.S. braced for potentially record-breaking temperatures Sunday as a nearly week-long hot spell continued, prompting officials to warn of dangerous heat. At least one heat-related death in New York was reported during the stretch of sweltering weather. Around the region, athletic events were shortened or postponed, and cities opened cooling centers and even turned to buses to offer relief from the heat. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
The committee investigating the events surrounding the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol will contemplate a subpoena for Virginia Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, if she does not voluntarily meet with the committee over her role in advocating to overturn the 2020 election results. Representative Liz Cheney, a Republican who serves as the vice chair of the committee, said on State of the Union on Sunday that the committee is speaking with Thomas's counsel. Congresswoman Cheney was asked if the committee would subpoena Thomas.
The committee is engaged with her counsel. We certainly hope that she will agree to come in voluntarily, but the committee is fully prepared to contemplate a subpoena if she does not.
A New Jersey woman has been sentenced to a year and a day in prison for her role in scamming more than $400,000 from GoFundMe donors claiming to be collecting money for a homeless man. Caitlin McClure pleaded guilty to a count of theft by deception in the second degree. On Thursday, she was sentenced in order to pay restitution and to serve 3 years of supervised release. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Elon Musk engaged in a brief affair last fall with the wife of Sergey Brin, prompting the Google co-founder to file for divorce earlier this year and ending the tech billionaire's long friendship, according to people familiar with the matter. Their falling out is one of a string of personal issues Mr. Musk has faced, even as he juggles business challenges, including manufacturing disruptions at Tesla and a court fight over his desire to withdraw his $44 billion bid for Twitter. President Biden's symptoms are improving 3 days after he tested positive for COVID-19, one of his advisors and his doctor said Sunday. He's doing just fine, White House COVID-19 coordinator Ashish Jha said Sunday. Mr. Biden is taking Pfizer's antiviral drug Paxlovid, which has been approved by federal authorities as a COVID-19 treatment. This is a president who was double vaccinated, double boosted, getting treatments that are widely available to Americans, and has at this moment a mild respiratory illness. This is really good news, Dr. Jha told ABC's This Week. And Sunday on Face the Nation, United States Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo answered questions about the crucial semiconductor chip shortage that our country is facing, and the bill that might actually do something about it.
This is a matter of national security, and I don't think we can put a price tag on it because we are in a very vulnerable spot. If you talk to the military experts or the national defense contractors, they'll tell you they need chips. There's 250 chips in a Javelin launching system.
This is USA Radio News.